So, returning to Moses, what happens next after we have symbolically removed our shoes? God then says to Moses, the place on which you are standing is holy ground. What do we experience when we take off our shoes and begin to walk barefoot? We suddenly become sensitive, in a good way, vulnerable, in a positive manner. The earth under our feet comes alive. We feel the grains of dust beneath our soles. We feel the texture of the grass. So it is spiritually. Removing our shoes, freeing ourselves from inner deadness, we begin to realize that God is very close. The world around us is holy. We renew our sense of awe and wonder before each thing. Each thing, each person, becomes a sacrament of the divine presence, a means of communion with God. So, let us apply the story in Exodus 3 to our prayer. To pray in spirit and in truth is to stand like Moses before the burning bush, to take off our shoes, to strip ourselves of deadness, to awaken, to experience all things as fresh and new, to recognize that we are standing on holy ground, to know that God is immediately present before us and within us. Now, at this point, some of you may well be prompted to ask, how? How can I acquire this living prayer, this living sense of immediate holiness? Prayer not just in words, but inner prayer. Prayer of the deep self, prayer of the heart. I recall a story told of that great Victorian Thomas Carlyle. Returning from church one Sunday morning, as he sat down to lunch, he said to his mother in a bad temper, I cannot think why they preach such long sermons. If I were a minister, I would go up into the pulpit and say no more than this. Good people, you know what you ought to do. Now, go and do it. I, Thomas, said his mother, and would you tell them how? So, how are we to enter into living prayer? Now, the answer offered by many Orthodox, offered more specifically by the Philokalia, is use the Jesus prayer, the short invocation, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. In Greek, Kyrie Iesu Christe, Ietheu, eleison me. In Slavonic, Gospodi Iesuse Christe, Sine Boja pomiluj mea. There are many variants. You could end saying, "Have mercy on me, the sinner." Or you might say, "Have mercy on us," bringing in others as well. You may remember the story told by Fyodor Dostoevsky in his masterwork, The Brothers Karamazov, a story about an old woman and an onion. It's one of my all-purpose anecdotes. It was not a story made up by Dostoevsky himself. He heard it recounted in a village, and he inserted it into a novel. Once there was an old woman, and she died. And somewhat to her surprise, she woke to find herself in a lake of fire. Looking out, she saw her guardian angel walking on the shore. And she called out, "There has been some mistake. I am a very respectable old lady, and I should not be here in this lake of fire." "Oh," said the guardian angel, "do you ever remember a time when you helped someone else?" And the old woman thought for some time, and she said, "Yes. Once I was gardening, and a beggar came by, and I gave her an onion." "Excellent," said the angel. "I happen to have that very onion with me now." And he reached into his robes and produced it. And he said to her, "Let us see what the onion will do. You take the other end, and I will pull." Perhaps it was not an onion, but a shallot. But no. Gradually then, the angel, with the help of the onion, began to pull the old woman out of the lake of fire. But she was not the only person there. When the others saw what was happening, they crowded round her and hung on in the hope of being pulled out as well. This did not please the old woman at all. She began to kick and to cry out, "Let go, let go. It's not you who's being pulled out, it's me. It's not your onion, it's mine." And when she said, "It's mine," the onion split in two, and she fell back into the lake of fire. And there, so I am told, she still is. Now, that is Dostoevsky's story, and I would add to it. What a pity that the old woman didn't say, "It's our onion." But in saying, "It's my onion," she was denying her essential humanity. Because to be truly human is to be related to others, to love them, and to cooperate with them. So, if you want to be faithful to the story of the old woman and the onion, you can say in the Jesus Prayer, "Have mercy on us."